Welcome to the Living Artist Podcast. I'm your host, Preston M. Smith. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Living Artist Podcast. I'm Preston M. Smith, at PMS Artwork Everywhere on internet land and socials. I want to thank you for landing on this podcast. Whether you're a professional artist, just getting started in the art world, a collector of art, or just consider yourself a creative person, this podcast has something for you. I like to think of it as a fun way to rant and talk to other creative people about living the life of an artist, surviving and getting ahead in the art world, and enjoying your life. But most importantly, not waiting until you're dead to make it happen. All right, let's get started.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And we're back. That's right. You're listening to KPMS in the mornings, the Living Artist Podcast. I'm your host, Loudmouth Bobby. We're coming to you live this morning from the total solar eclipse. This first tune goes out to all you sun gazers, but remember, don't look directly at the sun, you crazy kids.
Turn around. Every now and then I get a little bit lonely and you never come around. Turn around, bright eyes. Nothing I can say, total eclipse of the sun.
Well, I think I speak for all of us when I say, what the hell was that? And on that note, I quit.
Did you catch that solar eclipse today? Huh? Yeah, I didn't either. I was in the studio. I forced myself to get in there to get some positive energy going, and I missed the total solar eclipse, but I thought I would have a little tribute to it with Mumford at the beginning. Look for the album Mumford Sings the Hits coming out soon. Actually, that'd be kind of fun to do. little side project. Can anybody say side hustle? Well, as you said at the beginning, we're back for another episode of the Living Artist Podcast. And not much has changed on my end here, waiting for some test results to come back. And while I do, I thought what better way to pass the time than to bring another episode to you all out there. Hope everybody's doing well. If you're looking at the total solar eclipse, I hope you're looking at it through those spiffy old school glasses or whatever they do. I think they make you like prick a hole in a piece of paper or something. I don't remember how they do it. Anyway, hope you're being safe, whatever method you're choosing to look at the total solar eclipse. And what are we going to talk about today? Well, I thought about in total thematic fashion, we would talk about the whole concept of being eclipsed as an artist. I know a lot of you out there who are listening to this work very hard at your art career, work very hard at your art and getting it out there and marketing it and putting it up online and getting in galleries and going to shows, all that jazz. And maybe you're feeling like you're not really getting the love that you deserve, or maybe you're being eclipsed, eclipsed by somebody else out there, another artist who's shining a bit brighter right now. Well, not to worry, everybody. because take it from somebody who's been doing this for quite a long time. I've been through all seasons and all stages of this, and you know, it ebbs and flows. There are true seasons of when you put in the work, when you reap what you've sowed. A lot of times it just, you know, there are seasons like you have to put in the work, you have to do the stuff, you have to be tireless and fearless and not really be concerned with the results and just bide your time until these crops start to grow that you've planted a long time ago, to use the same metaphor. But yeah, I mean, it's one of those things where it's really easy today with social media. You get on there and you see other people like doing all this stuff, killing it. And I'm sure these people have all looked at you at one point or another and been like, oh man, they're just doing all these things. And I've had some periods where I haven't been selling as well, but I've sold a couple pieces and then I've had people be like, man, you're killing it. And I'm like, really? Because I feel like I'm not killing it right now at the moment. But there's other times when I'm selling like 8 to 10 or 12 pieces in a month and, you know, nobody says anything. Or people are looking at it and maybe they have their own thoughts about that. Whatever. It's not up to me to be concerned with other people are thinking. But what I'm concerned with talking about today actually is how you prime yourself to have a good mindset when it comes to these things. And just to keep your head down, keep working, and do the things that you're doing. And if things aren't happening and they're consistently not happening for you over a very long period of time, there are some tweaks that you might want to think about applying to your career. But just know first and foremost that, like I said, there are seasons. If you're really putting in the work, if you're doing all the things I'm telling you to do, and so far it hasn't really hit for you, well, you know, it doesn't always hit the same way for each person. So you need to find little nuances and variety in those strategies, but also it doesn't always hit at the same time for each person. Like one person might hit really fast. Like I know some people who've joined Shockbox who haven't been painting very long and they, you know, rose very quickly to prominence in the art world or the local art world at least. And it just shows you what can be accomplished with the right community and the right hard work and the right marketing and the right work ethic. But it also might not happen for you if you're doing the exact same thing. So what I'm here to say is that you could be one of those people who hit right away. You could be one of those people who hit in the middle. You could be one of those people who are late bloomers. Like I've been a late bloomer in a lot of things. Like when I was doing theater, I was really slow going at the beginning and I was, you know, timid. And then by the end of my acting career in theater, at least as far as at the college level, I was like winning awards and like getting cast in a lot of plays. And so I started really killing it at the end. So that's just a lesson to everybody that it can happen in different ways for each person. Don't look at one person's success or one person's arc and go, oh, that's exactly how I need to do it. I mean, you can apply the techniques and tactics that that person has used, but don't assume that because you're doing that, you're going to rise to success or prominence in the same way or the same timeline that they are. So that's very important to think about it first. So just keep doing your work, keep, you know, a positive attitude, keep putting your stuff out there. And if it's not positive, I mean, like you can be jealous. Sure, that's a normal human emotion. But, you know, you can use that in a positive way. You can turn that into fuel on the fire to go in and create more and to like up your game a bit, do some other things. So that's the first thing. But secondly, like I said, if you are doing all the right things, quote unquote right things, whatever that means, it's different for each person. But let's say you're really just putting a bunch of effort out there. You're doing everything. You're ticking all the boxes. You are creating the work. You're marketing the work. You're showing in shows. You have some collectors. You have people who like your work. Maybe you've gotten good reviews, you know, so on and so forth. And you're still really not just like killing it as an artist. Well, it takes time sometimes. And in the meantime, you can learn and start applying some little tweaks. And I'm just going to list a couple of those right now, because sometimes when you're doing all the right stuff and you're not successful, it's that little like 1% tweak or 2% tweak that you need to do that will really make it come to life. And I want to use a show that I just saw. Well, I just saw an artist talk. I missed the opening due to health reasons, but I saw the artist talk online from Shockbox with Manaz Rezadeh. And she has been interviewed on this podcast before, so go back and listen to that episode. But she just came out with a new solo show at Shockbox, and I listened to the artist talk. It was like an hour and a half, and I really got some insights into the show. And it was really good, and she dug deep, and she really highlighted her story and her family's story of being from Afghanistan and then living in France and then coming to the United States to study, and her experience with being of this ancestry and her parents fleeing their country and all this stuff. Anyway, it was a really brave show and she really dug deep, and there was just some really good, colorful, big work in there. There was some like Basquiat influence, but she really turned it and, you know, filtered it through her own lens and made it her own. It's very unique. And it was just a great show. So I highly recommend you check out the show at Sharkbox. It's up for a couple more weeks. But one of the things I wanted to say from that and to apply to what we're saying today is I think a lot of times you have to really hone in on your story as an artist. Like if things aren't hitting, if the work itself is just not getting out there enough and it's really good work, for some reason it's just not in the cultural zeitgeist at the moment. People aren't just like, oh my God, this is the style that I want to see, or this really resonates with me. A lot of times you have to spoon feed it a little bit through a story. And I don't mean be false. I mean, just what is your unique story? What is your unique perspective on life and your journey as an artist? And that's what she really did well in this show. And for me, I know for a while, I went through a period where I thought my work was really good and I was showing it a lot and I was selling and I was doing okay, but I was just really not connecting as much as I wanted to. And I wasn't selling as much as I wanted to. So I actually met with somebody. At the time, I was pretty green when it came to like marketing and identity and doing all this stuff. So I was just like creating work and I was getting good at pounding the pavement and getting it into galleries, but I wasn't really honing in on what I was and my identity as an artist and what I was trying to say, like what I was kind of like selling really with my work. And I sat down with this person over coffee and we really got into it a bit, and it gave me some ideas which I then took and ran with. And it was one of these things of like, I am an artist who has taken darkness and turned it into light. It was like the shift of my really dark introspective pop surrealist pieces, which were really moody and they connected with some people, but they didn't connect with everybody. And as I transitioned organically into abstract, which is what I always wanted to do, as I did that, my work became much more vibrant and alive and light and joyful. And as that happened, my life was also kind of turning around and I was connecting with some of the stuff and getting through some of the traumas and all these things. And I just use that as an arc in my timeline and in my story as an artist. It's like I turn darkness into light. Like I paint the light and darkness, you know, within us all, whatever you want to say. But a lot of it is just a period of going from darkness and moving from darkness into light. And that's what I like to show with my works. I like to show struggles. I like to show that metamorphosis and that transmutation of dark and negative things and negative experiences and trauma and turning that into something that is like positive and uplifting. And even when it's not positive and uplifting, it's cathartic at least. It's something we can all relate to. We can relate to struggle. We can relate to what that's like and turning a negative into a positive. I had a documentary made of me called Negativity to Positivity. And that's when I was kind of figuring that stuff out in that period. And it was something that I really thought of. It was like talking about this whole idea of artists, you know, sometimes sabotaging themselves because they want success, but they deep down, they don't really think they deserve success. That's what the documentary was about. And it was all about turning negativity into creativity and like believing in yourself. So I think that's really important. If you're not turning that corner, what is it about you and your story and your life? And you can get as granular as you want, or you can get kind of as general and lofty as you want. It doesn't have to be, you know, down to the nitty gritty, this happened to me, and then this happened to me, and this happened to me. It can be more about, these are the feelings and emotions I try to articulate in my work because of so-and-so, whatever happened, fill in the blank. But I think you get the idea here. So that's really important. And then another thing you can do to kind of tighten the screws is, and I know you're going to say, oh, we've heard it before, but really it's mindset. Mindset is everything. How you look at the world, how you look at your career, how you look at collectors and the general, you know, society at the moment is all mindset. Like I can get into a funk recently with all the health troubles I've had and then getting on the road. I see it through a lens and I'm like, everybody's just driving like shit. And they're, you know, they're like, I see more crazy drivers out there. But really, it's, you know, it's a mindset thing. It's a lens that I'm looking at the world through. And I'm sure there's a little bit of that. I know people are a little on edge at the moment, but you know, some of it is a mindset. Some of it is a lens that I'm looking through. So I encourage you, if this is happening to you as well, to sit down, do an introspective session or two or four or however many it takes, and do a deep dive into your own psyche and mindset and try to find and discover these blocks that you have. What is a block? What is something that you think is true that may or may not be true? That's something that is so invaluable. You can look at the work of Byron Katie if you don't believe me. She has this thing called The Work, where you question your beliefs, you question you know, commonly held beliefs that you've had that might be holding you back, and you kind of flip it around and you look at it from different angles and then you apply it to yourself. And it really allows you and kind of encourages you to have empathy for other people, but also to challenge your own beliefs and to see things that might be holding you back in life. So I highly recommend you doing that in your own life and in your own career. And check out Byron Katie. There's other people who do this stuff as well. But that's another technique you can use where it's a little tweak. Actually, it's kind of a big tweak, but you can't really see it on the surface. It's a tweak inside of you that can go a long way to turning your career from, oh, I'm hitting up against a wall, to all of a sudden the floodgates are open. So that's another one. And we'll talk about one more quickly. And that is a seemingly simple exercise, but it can be very difficult for us because we all fall into these patterns and we get in our comfort zones. And that is to change up your habits and routines a bit. If you're in a rut, if you're doing all these things and things are not at the place that you want them to be, maybe it's that you are stuck in an old and kind of tired pattern, and maybe you're stuck in a comfort zone. Take a ride into the comfort zone. Sorry about that. Yeah, but you know, you can be stuck in a comfort zone, and I do that too. I mean, we all do that as human beings. Maybe we have some success with something and we just start repeating it, and maybe you're getting success for a while, and then after a while it starts to peter out and you're like, why is this not giving me the same results anymore? Well, because maybe that well has run dry, or maybe you're just getting a little tired and lackadaisical because you've done it so many times. It's lost that spark. It's lost that verve. So I would recommend doing something else, getting out of the comfort zone, doing something that maybe you see other people doing that you're like, I'm not good at that. Well, just try it. You never know. Sometimes you're just your own worst enemy and you put a block on yourself that's unwarranted and you think, oh, I can't do this. And then when you do it, not only will you discover that you can do it, and it's empowering, but it's like, what else can I do that I've been holding myself back from? I think that's a really important one. A lot of times I find that with me, it's just like, if I have been doing the same thing over and over again, you know, it's like, well, what if today I just took the day off and went to the beach, you know, and then I go to the beach and I have an epiphany at the beach. And it's like, oh my God, I just realized something. And it was like, no, you got to keep working, working, working. I'm kind of a workaholic when it comes to stuff like that. But a lot of times, sometimes you just need some space to let some ideas in. And maybe it's not that, maybe you don't need space, but maybe you just need a different routine. Maybe if you're sitting at home all the time, just focusing on online, maybe you need to make a list of galleries, local galleries, and reach out to those galleries or pound the pavement and walk in and do some things like that. Drop off portfolios or make some connections with people, ask some people to refer you to other galleries, write some, you know, grant proposals, whatever it is, something different that you haven't done or you haven't done in a while. Try that. It's like Tim Ferriss says, what if I do the opposite? You know, sometimes like I do that with my health. My health has suffered. Sometimes I'm like, I'm doing all these things. I'm doing everything right. I'm like tackling it from, you know, a dietary standpoint, from a strength standpoint, from a sleep standpoint, from a biohacking standpoint, from a doctor standpoint. And it's not happening. Well, what if I do the opposite? What if I do something that like seemingly is bad for me and it gives me this hormetic stress that like all of a sudden wakes my body up? I haven't really done that all the way, but I've tried some of those things. And every once in a while, the opposite thing really works. And every once in a while, a different strategy will wake you up. And all of a sudden, it's kind of like you're not doing something just completely extraordinary all of a sudden, but your work starts selling. All of a sudden, you have a market. All of a sudden, you have a new collector base. So take some of these ideas and, you know, think about if they apply to you. And if they don't apply to you, that's fine. There's other things you can do. You can start looking at the world through an abundance lens. You can start visualizing the world as abundant and as plenty of collectors out there for everybody. And, you know, money flows to you freely and smoothly and blah, 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 all that stuff. You can do all these different strategies. But those are just three that I wanted to talk about today and highlight because I think they can be very powerful. I'm going to stop for now because I think you can hear that my voice is kind of giving out. I'm kind of surprised I had the energy to do this one today, but you know, it's fun to get on the podcast and talk to y'all. And it really makes me feel good. It gives me some good energy. And I hope it gives you good energy as well. I hope that you can take this and run with it. That's it, everybody. Hope everybody's doing well. Take care of yourselves. Take care of everybody else as usual. And
we will catch you next time on the Living Artist Podcast. All right.
And I need you more tonight. And I need you more than ever. But if you only hold me tight, I'll be holding on forever. Once upon a time, I was falling in love.
This has been the Living Artist Podcast. Thank you so much for listening. I just want you to know that I appreciate you being here, and I'm grateful to be in your ears. Your art and creative life on this planet is meaningful, so thank you for sharing it with me. If you like this podcast, whatever platform you're listening to it on, please subscribe and share it with your friends. You can also leave me a positive review to show your support. This helps me to reach more people with the algorithmic magic and keep the show going strong. If you want to see more of what I do and check out the art that I create, you can visit my website at www.pmsartwork.com or follow me on social media everywhere at PMS Artwork. That's it for now. See you back here next time.